Hello, this is Lori LaCarle, your summit host, and I'm so pleased that you're joining us. Welcome to Getting Grounded in Good Health and Happy Holidays with Walt Ingvaldstadt. Hi, Walt. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. It's an absolute pleasure to be on your seminar.
Thank you. I feel the same with you. Thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
Walt is a health and wellness educator, healing arts practitioner, public speaker, and author who specializes in natural wellness therapies, including food and nutrition-based vitality, functional nutrition to regenerate from any condition or disease, vibrational healing and energy medicine, craniosacral therapy, meditation, yoga, qigong, emotional release, and much more. Walt has studied the effects of grounding, electrons, and photons on our body's health and always educates his students and clients on this free natural medicine. Walt has been on a lifelong quest to discover what creates optimal health, robust vitality, expanded consciousness, and spiritual connection. Wow. And that's, honestly, I have to tell you, that's just a snippet of what Walt has done and is doing. So he is, you'll see, he is a wealth of knowledge and information. Okay, Walt. Wow. Let's get rolling.
Yes, I'm excited to share with your audience some tidbits about natural health and how they can optimize how they feel every day.
Excellent. All right, so how about if we start with the concept of grounding, please?
Absolutely. You know, grounding is so important. I believe that having a point of reference is really important to inspire and motivate listeners to take action for their natural health and well-being. And what none of us were taught back in school is that our skin is an organ of digestion, that anything we put on our skin goes into our body. We're also electrical beings. Our body functions with biological electricity. For example, cancer cells have about one quarter of the electrical current that a normal healthy cell has. So grounding is a way to get our energy up in our body. It's a way to activate our immune system with biological electricity, which we simply call electrons. Mm-hmm. We were never told, Lori, that our shoes with the rubber soles and the plastic insulate our feet from these electrons that Mother Earth carries for us.
Yeah.
So these electrons are constantly coming into our atmosphere from the sun. They're in what's called the ionosphere, the upper atmosphere. Every time lightning strikes the earth, Lori, these electrons charge up the plate of our Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that when we walk barefoot on the earth, when we take off our shoes that have this rubber and plastic that insulates us from these electrons, there's an electron belt that's around the earth, and these electrons flow readily into our body, right through our skin. Our skin is actually very highly conductive of electrical current, and even more so our pores. So one of the exercises I really enjoy giving people to do, because I'm from the school of thought of take action, and when you feel it working for you, then you own it. And it's a lot more inspirational, if you will, than just dealing with information on an intellectual level. So here's a very simple exercise I'd like to give people to do, especially for those who are indoors all day, up in a high-rise building or on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Computer has a negative impact on our body through its electromagnetic field. The electromagnetic field of a computer creates what's called positive ions, which drain our body's energy and also create an electromagnetic field that disrupts our brain coherence. So one of the things that I'd like people to try is, if you're on your computer for a couple of hours, go outside barefoot, stand in the grass, If you're at the beach, stand on the sand. You can stand in dirt. And the ground can actually be cold. That's okay. Mm-hmm. And you can wear your socks. You don't have to take your socks off as long as the socks are natural fiber, wool, cotton, et cetera. If it's artificial fiber like nylon, take your socks off because that'll block the flow of electrons.
Oh.
And do deep breathing. So the grounding, cleansing breath is you breathe in deep to your lungs, to your heart, to your belly, and exhale to your feet. And as you exhale, you can actually make a sound like, ha. And you breathe in, and you can use your imagination to imagine that you're breathing in light and taking that light to whatever needs to be released in the body and exhaling it to Mother Earth. And you can gently lift your toes. And then when you breathe in, imagine you're breathing the electrons from the Earth up your feet into your body. What science knows is that within 20 to 30 minutes of grounding or less on the Earth, the red blood cells can go from relatively inactive from the modern American diet to very robust. And they can look extremely healthy and extremely energized after just a few minutes of grounding.
Wow.
Yes, it's a wow. It can be shown in live blood analysis. So it's basically allowing you to contribute through your skin and your fascia and your blood these valuable electrons, which cancel out something that's called positive ions in the body. And these positive ions cause inflammation in the body. And
that's a big issue today.
Yes. And oxidative stress is another issue. One of the prime causes of aging, Lori, is oxidative stress, and that's from all the toxins in our environment.
Wow.
This oxidative stress can damage our DNA, damage our immune system, and lower our energy and vitality. So when we're indoors, here's another reason why grounding is so important. When we're indoors, we're surrounded by electromagnetic fields from all of our appliances, the wiring, our electrical computers, microwaves, et cetera, heating fans that might be in the walls of some homes. And when we breathe these negative ions and when we go outside and get grounded, this allows more energy into the body in terms of these negative ions in the air and the electrons in the earth, turbocharging our energy, our vitality, our immune system. It activates our red blood cells to deliver oxygen, activates white blood cells to be more robust in protecting us from infections, and it goes on and on. There's a book called Hoping, and it was written by Dr. Steven Sinatra. He's a medical doctor and a fellow named Zucker. And a lot of it came from the work by a man named James Oshman, who's got a degree in biological physics.
Wow.
And this is free medicine. This is so important, Lori, that everybody who's a client of mine or comes to a class that I teach on vitality or detox or nutrition for health and wellness and well-being, I discuss this, I share this information with everybody because it's like a free trip to the doctor. It can literally be that powerful.
Wow. That's incredible. Wow. And would you like to speak a little bit about salt lamps and how that fits in with the grounding? Because I know I have salt lamps in every room of my house, and I just love them and all the benefits.
Yes. Three things with salt lamps: color therapy, electrolyte therapy or electrical ions, ionic therapy, and also their electromagnetic field is also very grounding. So when you look at indoor air is full of these positive ions, And I had to play with myself for a number of years with words that the positive ions are negative for our body. The negative ions are positive. Negative ions are created in nature. Electrical storms, lightning bolts, trees, greenery, plants all emit negative ions. When we go to the beach, one of the reasons why we feel so good at the beach is with the waves coming in, mixes water ions and the mineral ions of salt water with the air, and we breathe those in, and these ions go right into our lungs, cross through that very delicate exchange area we call lung tissue, and go in and turbocharge our blood. And then our blood carries these negative ions, which help our energy and vitality and immune system everywhere in our body. And our body is very smart. Our body will tend to take these ions wherever we have an infection, wherever we have stagnation of blood flow, et cetera. Mm. So it's very foundationally healing.
Wow.
No matter what the condition, it could be cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, you name it. So these lamps, by introducing a bulb into the lamp, which is a very gentle form of heat, these lamps emit these negative ions into our air, and then we breathe the negative ions. What science has shown, Lori, is that indoor air, especially when we've had the windows closed all day, is full of these positive ions from our electrical systems and our appliances. And these suppress our immune function. These suppress our energy and our vitality. These suppress our ability to think clearly. So if you want to think clearly, go outside and get some fresh air. I recommend to all my clients, if they have the budget dollars, get a salt lamp for every room. Because the salt lamp has these wonderful shades of yellow, gold, soft orange, darker orange, even into some hues of orange-red, and some even have a little bit of purple. And the color therapy is very relaxing, very tonifying for the mind. In other words, it sharpens our mind. Then we're breathing the negative ions into our lungs, and they're charging us up with energy. And they release beneficial electromagnetic energy. And the electromagnetic energy of a salt lamp will counteract the negative electromagnetic energy of our appliances and our computer equipment, for example. So I have a salt lamp right next to my computer on my desk.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And I don't get drained from the computer like I used to.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yes, well, I shared with you when we were on the phone that when I discovered salt lamps, and this is quite a few years ago now, one holiday, I bought salt lamps for everybody on my list.
Oh, it
was fun, and most were well received. A couple of people weren't sure, but they did end up liking them, but most people were quite pleased. So there's a holiday tip for shopping, right?
That's an awesome holiday tip, because you gave the gift that keeps on giving. These salt lamps don't run out of ions. They can go your lifetime, your children's lifetime, and your grandchildren's lifetime.
Wow.
Keep on giving out these ions.
That's wild.
Yeah. That's totally awesome.
Mm-hmm. You're not kidding.
So some of the other positive effects of these negative ions is they help to eliminate allergens from the air in your house. They reduce the effect of SAD, which is our response to a low amount of sunlight in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
It boosts the feel good hormones, including serotonin. Will improve mental alertness. Oh my God! If I can share with you the experiment I did on myself, I had a Larsol lamp in my first floor eat-in kitchen, and then I had a living room, small office area, kind of a great room with a small and a large lamp. So I decided to do an experiment. I bought four 100-pound lamps and put them in the four corners and put my other 100-pound lamp right in the middle of the living room.
Hmm.
Now, after a day of charging up the room, I came home, and being a sensitive person, you know, because I've had a spiritual practice and been doing energy medicine for many, many years, I'm pretty sensitive. So as I walked through the threshold of the door, I felt like I was walking into something that felt almost like stepping in a really luxuriously warm bath water.
Mm.
And it was just delightful.
Wow.
There was this aura in the air that was calming, soothing, pleasant, and at the same time energizing in a calming way. And what I noticed over the next few days, Lori, is that my creativity and my intuition both became enhanced.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, and people sleep better when they put these in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
It's really quite... There's 84 minerals in that Himalayan salt. So these lamps are emitting ionic minerals into the air. So there's actually an element of substance to these because they're at such a small particle level. We're actually breathing in a substrate of minerals through the air.
Mm.
And our bodies run on minerals. I'd like to give you a quote by Dr. Gabriel Cousins, if I may. It's kind of the Reader's Digest version. I quote him all the time. Because one of the missing elements in almost everybody's wellness program I've found is in the topic of minerals. Gabriel Cousins says this. Dr. Cousins is 45 years as an MD. He's a yogi. He's written about 10 books on health and wellness, including Conscious Eating, The Cure for Diabetes. He's got a great book on depression for anybody that's interested in that. By the way, this will mitigate the symptoms of depression, what we're talking about, with salt lamps and ions and grounding and minerals.
Definitely.
You can actually drink the essence of the salt lamp besides breathing the essence of it, and you want to do that for a couple of reasons. Most of us were never told, and certainly our medical doctors don't get this education, and even many of the naturopathic doctors are heavily focused on food as medicine, which is wonderful, herbs as medicine, homeopathy, et cetera. I don't feel that most of our alternative holistic doctors focus enough on the free medicine from Mother Earth, the grounding, the electrolytes that the Himalayan lamps put off, and the minerals. The minerals are the foundation of our body. This is Gabriel Cousins. Minerals are frequencies of light manifest in the form. Minerals activate and direct all the functions of our body. Not one or two functions, all the functions.
Wow, that's enormous.
So Himalayan salt is an ionic angstrom-sized particle. And what that means is it's cell-ready. And anything that's cell-ready is going to, in mineral form, is going to fortify the cell, energize the cell, which is going to fortify and energize all of our organs. So it doesn't matter if we have lung disease, a brain disease, what have you, if we need to feel less stress and more peace, minerals are one way to achieve that.
Mm.
So
it's
really incredibly important. Now, there's a Senate document, 264, and this is what a team of agricultural scientists presented to our Congress, a joint session of the United States Congress. Foods grown on millions of acres of land no longer contain enough minerals and are starving us. 99% of the American population is deficient in minerals and has serious nutritional deficiencies due to the poor quality of the soil. And I always enjoy asking my classes, please, let's have a few people take a guess as to what year that came out. This was 1936.
Oh.
80 years ago.
Jeez.
So they were predicting within two generations a massive outbreak of disease because people were so deficient of nutrition. And the foundation of all nutrition is minerals.
Wow.
So, and you can think of it this way. Our electrical appliances, the positive ions that are in our homes when we keep the windows closed, these are all draining our energy, our vitality. The grounding and the Himalayan salt lamps are giving us healthy electromagnetic energy and healthy electrons to help us rebalance ourselves throughout our entire body.
Ooh.
And you can also take the Himalayan salt, and this has been part of my health practice, Lori, for about 15 years now.
Really?
And you can, yes, 15 years I've been adding the Himalayan mineral salt to my water, and I never get sick. I went one stretch, 14, 15 years, never even had a cold. I got bad colds in a couple of years, and that was largely due to the stress of a dysfunctional relationship. As soon as I got out of that relationship in the last 3 or 4 years, I haven't been sick again.
Jeez, that's amazing.
I know.
Wow.
17 and a half out of 20 years, I've never gotten sick. It was the stress of the relationship. So that gives a little spin on that.
Mm-hmm.
So important that we reduce our stress. And this is what the practices of getting barefoot on the earth can do. And by the way, another thing that I teach is walking on snow.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds absolutely crazy, but every crystal of snow is unique. There's no two alike. And when they come down through the air and they form this crystalline structure, water becomes crystalline. It's storing energy as crystalline water. So you can take 30 seconds or less and walk barefoot on the snow and tap your feet afterwards and deep breathe, and you're going to feel like you drank 2 cups of coffee without the side effects.
I bet you that'll wake you up. That's a riot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It really is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a new one for me. I'll tell you, I do the barefoot, the grounding, you know, on the earth, the grass, on, you know, the earth itself, on the beach. But, wow, snow, I'd have to warm up to that. No pun intended, really.
Yeah. Well, I love your pun, actually. Is it okay if I share with the listening audience and just go on a little bit of a benefit rant regarding the benefits of Himalayan salt when you drink it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It promotes healthy pH balance in the cells. A lot of people have heard that, and I'd like to quote Dr. Thomas Barodi, there's one precondition for all disease, and that precondition for all disease is acidosis of the body, which is acid waste in the body, from the food we eat, from our metabolism, from 60,000 chemicals in our environment. And he says the way to restore biological balance and to begin to heal from any health condition is by becoming more alkaline. The way we become more alkaline is through minerals. So minerals will promote healthy pH in the cell, especially in those areas of the body that get a lot of blood supply, like the lungs, the heart, the brain, the liver. It'll help to balance blood sugar to normal range. There's a book out there called Salt and Water. It's by a biological physicist named Peter Farrar and a medical doctor from Germany. And they say from their studies at the clinic in Germany that it'll actually reduce blood pressure. So table salt increases blood pressure, but Himalayan salt will help to rebalance blood pressure to a normal range.
Mm.
Himalayan salt helps regulate water throughout our bodies itself, because to get water in the cell requires minerals. It increases the body electrical potential. One of the things I like to refer to Himalayan salt is as liquid acupuncture.
I said I like that. I love acupuncture, so I love the idea of that.
Yep, liquid acupuncture. It actually increases our measurable energy. This can be measured with electrical equipment. It increases our energy for a period up to 12 hours. If we just put 1 teaspoon of Soleil, which is the liquid form, 1 teaspoon in a glass of water and drink it. So what I often recommend that people do is take 1 teaspoon in the morning, 1 teaspoon in the afternoon in their drinking water.
Ooh.
It'll help to balance blood sugar. It'll facilitate healthy sinuses. It'll prevent muscle cramping if you work out. It'll help you recover faster from a challenging workout. It'll help to balance and regulate sleep, promotes good vascular health, heart health.
Wow.
Turbocharges the immune system. And basically everything starts working better. As Gabriel Cousins says, minerals activate all functions of the body. Minerals activate all organ systems of the body.
Mm. Wow.
What I start people on, instead of starting up midway, by midway I'm talking about food, which is very important, herbs, which can be very, very important. But a lot of that stuff needs proper digestion, absorption, and assimilation. Mm-hmm. The Himalayan salts and breathing the air from the salt lamps, it goes right into the blood. It bypasses digestion, absorption, and assimilation. And most people, most of the time, I find, are compromised in those three areas when they're sick, especially.
Right. That's amazing. And, you know, I appreciate that you're bringing this up now, since for many of the listeners, we are heading into the colder seasons. So that's even more important, like you said, boosting that immune system and whatnot. And, you know, staying healthy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And Walt is very generous. As you can tell, he's very generous with his information. But he's also really in a gift-giving mood. So, Walt, would you tell them what you have in store for them, please?
Sure, absolutely. I've written a book called Health Secrets Revealed. In the first couple chapters, I'm going to give that away to anybody that wants it. And it talks about the two most important things, if you will, about turbocharging your health. Ooh. The two things you need to look at are, what are we deficient of? What does our body need to activate our blueprint for perfection? In other words, Lori, I don't heal anybody of anything. I consider myself first and foremost an educator. And from that point of view, what's blocking our wholeness? What do we need to let go of in our diet? And what do we need to shift so that we're open to activate this blueprint for perfection? It's our innate intelligence will allow us to self-heal. So the two questions are, what is blocking my wholeness? What is blocking my perfection? And what do I need to activate my blueprint for self-healing? And there's a lot of really good information in this 25-page ebook, including a very detailed one-page questionnaire that allows you to look very quickly at any symptoms you're having. And then based on that questionnaire, anybody that wants to get an introduction to my services, I'll give them a 12-minute phone consultation.
Great.
And all I need in the phone consultation is, what is their health and well-being goal? And just give me a broad brush on your symptoms. or any diagnoses you've had from medicine. And then I'll talk about foundational nutrition and what you can do. And then the third thing that I'd like to pass on is an audio file I did for Soleil Wellness, which is a purveyor of these wonderful salt lamps, and they have something called a starter jar, which I highly recommend. That's the first thing I get all my clients on is I shift their lifestyle into minerals because that has the biggest short-term impact. And when people who are just sick and tired of being sick and tired and fatigued mm-hmm. feel more energy and vitality in their physical body and yes. in their mental body, in other words, their brain is functioning better, they're clearer, their mood shifts to more of a positive mood. This doesn't have to take weeks. I've seen this many times happen in 1 to 3 days with
wow.
people.
Mm.
It is a wow. And
yeah.
then you're ready to do more. You're ready to detox.
Exactly.
Because detox is the other part of that lifestyle shift. We got to get the toxins out of our body because the toxins block our biological electricity.
Mm.
So I highly recommend that they check out the SoleilWellness.com website. And I'll send people a good 30 minutes of education on this Himalayan salt, which will include both how to work with the water, why Himalayan salt is very, very different from toxic table salt, and why it's so much more usable to the body than sea salt. There's a big distinction. So the three things are the free ebook, fill out that one-page questionnaire, or just call me up, and I'll give you 12 minutes of my time on the phone, and I'll also send you this, this basically class on the benefits of Himalayan salt and how to use it in both the lamp form and the water form.
Excellent. Wow, thank you so much. Woohoo! Thank you for being here, Walt. This has been really, really awesome. Much appreciated. And thank you, everyone, for being here. And I hope you'll give grounding a try and, you know, consider the salt lamps, consider the idea of Soleil. And here's my little tidbit for today. If it's too chilly for bare feet outside, hug a tree. I know that always works for me, and I swear the tree and I both enjoy it. I'm sure you hug trees also, right, Walt?
It's one of my favorite therapies. In fact, when I had a chronic low back condition, I would hug a tree and breathe with the tree, and I swear on a stack of Bibles that my pain would go down at least 50% in 5 to 10 minutes or less.
Mm, yeah, I'm telling you, I know. There are nice benefits to the tree hugging, no doubt. Anyway, thank you, everyone. Peace to you and to Mother Earth. Take care. Bye.